Blog Talk Radio.
I see the future. I can't afford it.
Welcome to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Do you want money? Are you looking for wealth and riches, but just don't quite know how to get it? Well, it's very simple. Become a millionaire by adopting the habits and traits of a millionaire now. Watch how differently people will respond to you when you incorporate these responses into your everyday life. Thank you for joining us and tuning in for quick tips to start your day the millionaire way. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And for this Tuesday, April 6th, 2010, we are bringing you all you would like to know and more about becoming a millionaire. The Millionaire Nuts and Bolts segment is where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out an in-depth look of tools that you can incorporate into your life right now, today. And this is from Kimberly Palmer, 10 Secrets of Millionaires' Money Management. It turns out that millionaires are just like us, but they seem to have a lot more money. When asked about their secrets to success, they don't cite anything magical or rare, but rather the steady application of wise investing strategies, hard work, and believe it or not, a degree of frugality. Here are 10 secrets of millionaire money management strategies. Number one, millionaires suggest starting early to avoid financial pitfalls. Adrian Cartwood, author of How to Make $7 million in 7 years, made his fortune by living frugally while he built his technology-related business. People often get into trouble, he says, by racking up personal debt early on, which acts as a big drag on their earnings. If you learn how to live within your means and how to delay gratification, these are the habits that you need to maintain on the way up so you can keep your millions once you get there. Number two, millionaires say that you must believe that you can do it. Before investing in real estate and becoming a millionaire, Alan Corey, author of A Million Bucks by 30, read as many biographies and autobiographies of millionaires as he could find. He said he was searching for a common characteristic that could help him in his own quest. What he found was that they all had an incredible sense of self-belief that they would ultimately be financially successful. He said that embracing that level of self-confidence is what helped him get to the top. Number three, millionaires say articulate your vision for success. Jen Smith, author of The Millionaire Mommy Next Door blog, says that saying, "I want to be rich," is too vague. She recommends imagining what your ideal life as a millionaire will look like. She offers this example. "I want to have $2 million invested so that I can live off the interest. Then I will quit my job so that I can volunteer, travel, learn to play tennis and watercolor, and enjoy picnics at the beach with my family." Her vision was becoming involved as a financially free before becoming a parent. She cut out images of magazines of beautiful places she wanted to visit and people doing fun things and put them near her desk to help her keep that vision in mind. Millionaires also insure against life's risks. Bankruptcy is often caused by divorce, a death in the family, or a disability that renders someone unable to work. Conversely, protecting against those risks through insurance protects wealth. In The Quiet Millionaire, financial planner Brett Wilder writes that many people either fail to get adequate insurance or pay too much for it because they don't understand what they're buying. Millionaires also say, work hard and you'll get lucky. In his new book, Think Like a Champion, Donald Trump attributes his success to hard work, which to outsiders often appears to be luck. But Trump says, luck only comes from working hard. If your work pays off, which it most likely will, people might say you're just lucky. Maybe so, because you're lucky enough to have the brains to work hard, he says. That same concept, of course, was advocated by Benjamin Franklin in the 18th century. He said, the harder I work, the luckier I get. Millionaires also practice smart budgeting. Smith recommends tracking how much you spend each month, something she does religiously. Every month, she downloads her transactions into a spreadsheet to keep her spending on track. She also says that as prosaic as it sounds, maintaining a good credit score is essential to becoming and staying a millionaire. A good credit score can save you thousands of dollars over the course of your lifetime. Millionaires also say, do what you love. Sure, a career in finance might come with a hefty annual salary, but you probably won't excel at something you don't enjoy. That's why Corey recommends going into a field that you find yourself reading about in your spare time. He asks, do you read fashion magazines? Then get a job in fashion. Do you read gossip blogs? Get a job in a celebrity-based enterprise. Do you read Car and Driver, ESPN.com, Yahoo Pets Forum? Even if the field doesn't seem lucrative, there are always ways to make it to the top, something that's more likely to happen if you love it. Millionaires decide how much money they really want. For many people, $1 million won't be enough. For most Gen X and Gen Yers, retiring with a couple million when they are 65 won't be anywhere near enough to maintain even an average lifestyle, because that little pup called inflation is constantly nipping at your heels as you try to run towards building your own retirement nest egg. A more beautiful, more reasonable goal might be $3 million, an amount that Cartwood says considers the minimum to be a bare-bones millionaire these days. Consider your ideal lifestyle and what you would like to be able to fund. A mortgage of a certain size, exotic vacation, college tuition for your children. Having a concrete goal in mind makes it easier to get there, says Cartwood. Millionaires also invest against the grain. Corey recommends making investment decisions based on the exact opposite of what everyone else is doing. Right now, for example, stocks are relatively cheap because so many people have sold off shares, which means anyone buying them can get them at a discount to their values from a year ago. Corey's rule of thumb is don't just apply to stocks. He says, buy a foreclosed home. Fill it up with roommates, and you can get a pretty good passive income, he suggests. Millionaires also live beneath their means. Even Eminem, a celebrity millionaire, scales back his purchases out of concern for frugality. In February, London's independent newspaper reported that as Eminem considered buying a $15,000 watch he liked, he started worrying that he should save his money instead. Eminem reportedly says, I don't want to run out of money. I want my daughter to be able to go to college. And so far, at least, Eminem hasn't fallen victim to the financial challenges so many other stars, from Aretha Franklin to Annie Leibovitz, have faced. On the same note, Smith says that even though she's a millionaire, no one would know it, and that's the point. She recommends saving at least 10 to 25% of your income. She also suggests avoid buying status items, such as fancy sports cars or mansions. After all, bling doesn't make a millionaire, and in fact, too much of it can prevent you from ever becoming one. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your millionaire nuts and bolts. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and starting your day the millionaire way. Remember to tune in tomorrow to the midweek update at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we bring you a 30-minute shot in the arm of news and information you can use today to help you create your path to financial independence. And as always, this week's key is the second key in the Keys to Riches. Take action, make assessment. And we'll learn more about how to do that on our Saturday show at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to The Millionaire Nuts and Bolts on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you so much for joining us and starting your day the millionaire way. Here's to your financial independence.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.